Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hot Pink University Blog Talk Radio Program, where we reignite your passion, your purpose, and your play. Find us at www.hotpinkyou.com. Take it away, ladies.
Hello, hello, and welcome. Welcome to Hot Pink University Blog Talk Radio. I'm Christy Gosbemis, and I'm your host for today. Hot Pink University Blog Talk Radio renewed. So we're reviving, we're reclaiming our spot on the air. And thank you so much for joining me, whether you're listening to our program live or you are catching us as we have it recorded. This is amazing. This is an amazing way to communicate and to connect with people. So I'm so excited to be back here for our first episode of 2018 and many, many more to come. I invite you that if you know of a great guest that would be so valuable to share on our program, please let he or she know to get in touch with me at hotpinku@gmail.com. That's hotpinkyou@gmail.com. Well, welcome to your daily dose of Hot Pink Wisdom. We are here to empower women to live a life on fire. And as Brittany, our virtual assistant who created our intro, proclaimed, we're here to fill you up with some passion and pleasure and a little bit of play. And if you want to know a little bit more about Hot Pink University, we invite you to our website at www.hotpinkyou.com or visit us on our Facebook page at Hot Pink University. So today, I do not have a guest. My guest is my audience, Hot Pink University, Firestarters for Hot Pink University. What is a Firestarter? A Firestarter is essentially a woman who has worked with us in some way, follows us in some way, comes to some of our programming. And that Firestarter then has a need to fill, which is to connect other women with the work that we're doing, but also to spark others with the work that they're doing. So a lot of the women that we work with are dynamic, incredible women that are doing amazing things in this world, and we really want them to shine and do their absolute most purpose-filled work on this planet. And that's what Hot Pink University is all about, how to build up the collective consciousness of women as we move forward and do amazing things in this world. Can you feel it? Like the women are rising, and we actually have an event coming up called Ignite Your Life here in Madison, Wisconsin, and it's all about the theme around women rising. And it's not to say that the men are left behind. We're saying with this women rising and the collective consciousness that's happening around the world with women, we want to take the men that are holding us up and supporting the work that we're doing, we want to take them with us. So there's room for both the feminine and the masculine, for women and for men in the work that's happening in the world today. We can see it with women jumping into greater leadership roles. And we can see it with women, speeches, the Me Too movement, so many things happening in our planet today. And Hot Pink University is so proud to be one small piece of that amazing bigger puzzle. So, excuse me, as I mentioned, I do not have a specific guest today. My guests are my tribe. What I did is I posed a question to them in our private Hot Pink University Firestarters. If you've been to an event, you're invited into that group. And what I did is I posed a question to them this last week. What are you struggling with? What's going on for you right now in your life? And what kind of support do you need? And so it's this kind of like little small research where you kind of just throw a pebble in the pond and the ripple effect of what comes out of that, what do you learn and what do you glean from it comes to the surface. And so I collected some of these stories of what's happening for women right now, at least the women that we're working with, and I collected some of their stories. And and put them into buckets and categories that are very similar to the work that Anne and myself have been doing with Hot Pink University for quite some time now. We wrote a book last year, and Ignite Your Life, Live Your Life with Passion, Purpose, and Play. And we really work with women on four elements. The first element is put on your hot pink big girl panties. And what that has to do with is really doing an archaeological dig of your life. Where do you limit yourself? What are some things that maybe you're sitting in a victim space or you're in blame? And we're encouraging women to remove those barriers that are really holding them back and really take personal responsibility for their lives, whether they need to move forward and forgive somebody or they need to move forward and work to their best, highest potential and not be allowing anybody to dim, dumb, or doubt them down. These are things that we work with women around, as well as the language that they use in their life and some of their desires, what's holding them back. The second element that we really work with women on is hot and juicy, I'll have what she's having. And we kind of have a playfulness around that and some fun with that because that's really that moment where Meg Ryan in When Harry Met Sally, you know, is faking the orgasm in the restaurant and then the woman next to her says, I'll have what she's having. And it's all around what are you desiring? What do you want more of? And allowing yourself to dream and want more. A lot of times we've, as women, been told that we have limits in the choices and what we can possibly do or have in our life. And what we're saying with that element is, no way. The sky's the limit, and it's okay to want and have more in life. And what does that look like for you? And also using that moment when you see another woman living in her passion, using that moment of jealousy perhaps or envy and turning it into desire or your map for pleasure. If she is having something that you want or experiencing a feeling you want to feel, what are some ways that you can get that in your life? And it might not be the exact same way she is, but it's your way. And how can we unearth that for you? Third element that we really work with women on is burn, baby, burn. And what it has to do with is manifesting and dreaming, envisioning is one step in many steps. The burn, baby, burn step really has to do with putting that into action then. And so it's just this Blog Talk Radio show. If I want to grow my audience, if I want to build the collective consciousness, that's my piece of the puzzle of all of this, then I need to put into action, and doing a radio show program is just one piece of many actions that I use to create that in my life. The last element that we really work with women around is become a fire starter, sparking others. And what that has to do with is how I started out the program where we talked about when you're a fire starter, we really, I don't like to use the word obligation, but what about the honor of being able to mentor, guide, spark, inspire other women to do the work in themselves. So when a woman says, oh my gosh, I see all the things that you're doing with Hot Pink University, you're going and you're traveling and you're doing all these amazing things, how can I have some of that? It's not holding it close to ourselves, but opening it up like a gift to that other woman and saying, here's exactly how you can get this for yourself as well. So those are the four elements, and some of the work that we're going to be doing today, some of the playfulness that we're going to be doing today is around some of the things that came out when I put the ask to the tribe, and obviously not all, 100-plus women in the tribe spoke up, but the ones that did, they kind of fit into categories, and one of the things I'm really seeing is that external locus of control, meaning I can only be happy if, and then put the little pieces in place. If I'm living in the house that I desire, I can only be happy if my partner is responding in the way that I want and need them to respond. I can only be happy if I have this much money in my bank account. I can only be happy if, and do you get the point I'm saying? It fill in the blank with any possible piece of your puzzle thing here is happiness, true, lasting, sustaining happiness, and this is what we work with women on in our first and second element, is really an internal locus of control, meaning when you are feeling it inside, regardless of maybe the shit that's hitting the fan out there or what I like to call shit sandwiches that we're kind of given in life, regardless of what's happening, how can you move through it and still be happy? If we hang our happiness on what somebody else is doing or external resources, when we don't have it or they're not doing it, we're going to be absolutely miserable. And so I want you to journal on that, reflect on that. How can I create an internal sense of happiness? Meaning, how can I create coping skills and things that I do or things that I say to myself and really cultivate that everything is happening for exactly the right reason in my life and I am happy regardless of what's happening with my bank account or what I am or am not experiencing. And then the other inverse part of it is I am responsible for my own happiness. And then therefore, what are the actions that I'm taking towards those external things I want and desire? Because there's nothing wrong with wanting an incredible relationship. There's nothing wrong with wanting a beautiful home with beautiful things inside of it. There's nothing wrong with these things. What happens, though, when we hang our happiness on it, is it's very fleeting. Happiness can be very fleeting, and it's not a sustained process. So that was one of the themes that came up. Another theme that came up, and I hear this a lot, and especially with women, is I feel it. I have this feeling, and so therefore it must be true. And when you're looking at cognitive things that are called cognitive distortions, there's ways that we're thinking that make us feel less than what we desire to be or feel. And so when we have this feeling, I feel it, and so therefore it's true. Here's an example of what this looks like. We can have feelings that occur because we just didn't drink enough water, let's say, or we can have feelings that occur because we ate really crappy or treated our body crappy, or we can have feelings because we just didn't get a great amount of sleep, or we can have feelings regarding something that maybe is unresolved in our life and it's just kind of itching at us at the surface. And so that feeling will come up then, let's say anger. Let's use that as an example. Anger, that feeling comes up, and we start trying to find evidence that will support that feeling. So my husband might walk in the door and I might say, that's exactly why I'm angry. He's the first person I'm seeing and that must be why I'm angry. What did he not do or did that I'm not in like with? And how can I extract my anger out at him? And so it's important to be able to learn how to host a feeling and really play with it. Hosting a feeling, this is taught to me by my writing coach, Julie Taylor Johnson, where she talks about hosting a feeling where you feel it and you kind of get curious with it, maybe even have a dialogue around it, journal around it, but you don't let it dictate your actions. You kind of sit with it for a while and really hone in on where might this be coming from. And a lot of women will, because we are much more sensitive just from a physiological standpoint to some of our emotions, and our culture allows us to be much more sensitive to our emotions and express them than for men often. And so for women, this happens a lot more often where they're feeling the emotion and then they express the emotion. And so this is one step in between feeling and expressing, which is pausing, hitting a pause button and doing some reflection and curiosity around it. Another theme that's coming up a lot with women is circumstances and situations that are maybe taking you out of the game temporarily, but some women are letting them take it out of the game permanently. Does this make sense to you? Anne uses the phrase, it gets you or you get it. And I love that phrase because an example for me is in the last 3 weeks, I was in an auto accident, and, you know, you're dealing with then all of the insurance companies and potential injuries and financial, you know, things that come with that. And it can really take you out of the game. You can really have it bog you down. And I'm going to be very transparent and admit, in the last 3 weeks, there was one day that was probably one of the worst days, and it was directly correlated to the experience of, why did this have to happen to me? Why did this person run the red light? Why did I have to then, you know, be involved in that? What is the universe trying to tell me, right? For other women, it could be a health scare, very real. It could be financial issues bubbling up, and it takes us out of the game and brings us to our knees. And so it's important to really allow ourselves, every once in a while, to be taken out of it. It might be our body's response and message to us of, you know what, it's okay to curl up in bed and binge out on Netflix and take that mental health day that you need to really move through. And with trauma, especially if it's a health scare, like you think, what are these tests going to say? Or it's, you know, a traumatic event like a car accident, it's really important to give your body the time that it needs to heal and process that, because we hold on to that trauma at a complete cellular level. Could even be an ongoing conflict that you're having with somebody. And it's just kind of itching at the surface and taking you out of your game. And what I'm suggesting to you is, allow it to take you out of your game temporarily, but then it's so important to reach out to your support system. It's so important to connect with people that care for you, that you care for, and to really allow yourself to feel and have those feelings. Does this make sense? And then it's time to regroup. And how do you regroup? Who do you need in your life to regroup? What are the things that you need to be saying to yourself, experiencing for yourself, saying yes for yourself in order to regroup and get back in the game? What are some big kind of comfort zone pushing that you can do during this transformation time? And what are some lessons that you can learn that can really add to your life? For me, the auto accident is just clearly telling me, you know, I was not at fault. The person ran a red light. I did what I could to avoid slowing me down. And definitely at intersections, it's making me take an additional pause that perhaps is necessary in life. You know, we don't need to be going out and about in an autopilot. We can be taking the vehicle that's between our hands seriously and really being aware of our surroundings and our presence. And so for me, it's just slowing me down. And it's just having me take that pause, that additional pause, and being a little bit more mindful and grateful. Like, it could have been a lot worse. I have a beautiful Jeep Wrangler, and my Jeep Wrangler bumper is a beast, and it saved any kind of damage that could have been done to me or my vehicle. And I'm very grateful for that, I have the ability to afford a car that really is safe for me. So there's things, there's messages, and it doesn't matter what it is. There's messages in it. You choose whether you take that message or you just throw it out in the garbage. And these things that are happening to us are gifts. And so it's like taking a gift that the universe is handing you. And I mean this with all sincerity, taking that gift, that scare, that trauma, that conflict, whatever it is, and throwing it in the garbage. If you don't pause and take some time to really think into, why might this be happening, right? All right. So these 30 minutes are so special to me, and we're just cruising through them. And I'm hoping that you're out there finding some value in what I'm sharing with you today. And I hope that you share, if you find some value, I hope that you would consider sharing this episode with somebody that needs to hear the message right now. Not someday, but today. Who is that person in your life that you're like, ooh, this is right, like what's happening with so-and-so, and share this message with them and hope that they get what they need out of it. All right. the next thing that came clearly up, and this will be two more things we'll cover before we close out our time today with one another. The next one really had to do with the feelings of jealousy and envy. It came up in a couple different ways with some of the things that the ladies were either saying to me in the Facebook chat, or they were saying to me, you know, on just different calls I've had with people in the last week. And they were really around those feelings of, why can't I have that? And I have those feelings too. There's times where, as a woman in business, I'm looking at other women in business, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you're so much further ahead of them than I am with this, and what am I doing wrong? And it's easy to really kind of beat yourself up around that. But what we can do with desire and envy is to be inspired. We choose whether we're going to be inspired. And whether somebody's traveling a lot and you're like, oh, how do they get to do that? Or they're being successful in their business, or you fill in the blank, whatever it is that you're feeling that desire and envy. What if we turn that around to be kind of like what I like to call, you know, desire mapping, where it's just leading the way and it's letting you know, here's what you want and you desire in your life. What if we use those feelings and had it inspire us to not copycat what the person is doing, but create a life that we desire right now based on how we're feeling? And also there's this recognition of, I think one of the other fire starters gave this kind of, I don't know if I'd call it advice, but more so reminder, like a reminder that everyone is just on their same, on their own path, and that when we get into this comparing ourselves to other people, it's really hard. A lot of times I will say to women that I'm working with, take a little Facebook social media break, because or unplug completely from ads on the television, because somebody out there is trying to feed to us what it is that a happy life looks like. And they look happy, so therefore they must be happy. And the other piece of that is that person, there might be a lot of things happening behind the scenes for that person that you aren't even remotely aware of. That person that looks like they have, let's say, the perfect house, the perfect car, the perfect life, could be in mounds of debt, or that person that's traveling all over the place could be doing it to escape something that they're maybe not wanting to face at home. Or they could just be doing it because it's genuinely happy and they're genuinely happy. But what I'm pointing out here is we don't know, nor is it our job to figure that out. Our only job is to figure out what's the lack in my life that's causing me to feel this way, and how can I work towards achieving it. When I talk about things like travel or even money, like that jealous or feeling of envy around money, I always talk with women that you're like 3 months away from being okay, because if you are skilled and you have the ability to create something, work with other people, have a product or have a service, it is, you're 3 months away from packaging it and marketing it in a way that would bring money in the door. I can guarantee that for you, that you're 3 months away from having that which you desire. And when we're talking about stress around money, I encourage you to listen to two previous Blog Talk Radio programs that Ann and I did together regarding our relationship with money and how we interact with money and our own ability to create or manifest money for different things, like the desire to travel or the desire for having some kind of an experience that perhaps takes money to pay to have that experience. All right, let's all take a deep breath. We don't do that enough in life. We hold it all in. We don't realize, even just through this whole episode, I didn't realize like how much I was just kind of holding my breath in, right, in anticipation and excitement for dropping in with you all today. So for the rest of today, anytime you walk through a doorway or open a door, I encourage you to take in a deep breath. The doorway is that symbol and that reminder to let it go, take a deep breath, and move forward in our day. This has been so great. And like I said, we're going to be doing about 2 episodes a month. I'm lining up speakers right now that can bring you some incredible, engaging content that matters for your life, content that brings greater purpose and greater passion for your life. And so stay tuned to us on our Facebook, Hot Pink University Facebook page. That's the best link to what upcoming shows are happening. And these shows you should be able to listen to at your own pace, multiple times, and wherever you are in life. When I went back and looked over the years of our shows, one of the most listened to show was actually our first show. And I believe that was back in 2018, maybe 2013 or longer. It was a while ago. And the show was interviewing my daughter. I was trying out the technology, and she was really inspiring me at that time in her life. She still inspires me, but especially at that time in her life, she had tried out for a play. I was always a shy person, and so that show is really special to me. If you have a chance to go back and listen, it's just really near and dear to me about how inspiring, especially now that's what's happening in our world with the youth that are marching out of school and demanding safety and demanding for their voices to be heard. That episode really reminds me of that our youth sometimes have it together, and we can really be inspired by what they have together. I want to point out a couple things that are coming up for us that are super exciting. The Ignite Your Life event here in Madison is happening on April 28th, 2018. I invite you to come, bring a friend. We have a handful of tickets left. It's a great event. We're focusing on the feminine rising, and we're focusing on also balancing that with bringing the men with us. Our speaker for that event is Shayna James. You can check her out at Shayna James Coaching, and she has a podcast out there called Man Alive Podcast, which is amazing, wonderful conversations with men, and really important for us right now as we move forward. To figure out how we can have less divisiveness in our conversations and more healing conversations moving forward, because the feminine are rising and we are healing the world as we do so. I can feel it. So thank you all for dropping in. Time has flown up, and we are going to wrap up and say our goodbyes. I also invite you to hop onto our website at www.hotpinkyou.com. Sign up for our newsletter. There's great, amazing things there. You can sign up for the Ignite Your Life assessment. And also, our gift to you is a 30-minute personal planning session with that. Take a step up on that. We want to hear from you. We want you to be part of our tribe. So, ladies, be hot pink, be juicy, be out loud, and light up the world, spark others, keep inspiring and being inspired. And thank you so very much for dropping in. I'll see you in 2 weeks, and I will be announcing who that guest will be very soon. So stay tuned at our Facebook page, Hot Pink University. Be well.